Hey DGB sisters, it's Donna and Naomi here. We had quite the interesting intro to doing this Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond show today. For some reason, we were kicked out of doing a live broadcast, but Naomi and I put our heads together, we figured it out, and we are here. So with that said, if you are new to the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond community, my name is Donna Rudowitz, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker as well as a rapid transformational relationship coach. And we help women here at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond activate their souls. And today we have a graduate of the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program, Naomi. Hi, Naomi. So let's start again. Why don't you let your sisters know who you are, what you do, and maybe a little bit about what brought you to the DGB sisterhood?
Sure. I think a big part of my life was I was in the military for like 24 years. So you move
That's
around a lot.
right. I forgot that you were in the military.
So you kind of get to see where you want to live. But I also got divorced in the middle of that. We were both active duty. And it's kind of funny. So I picked the place I kind of liked the best, which was the Phoenix area. I'm in Scottsdale right now and have been for 15 years, I guess. But your little the DGB thing kept popping up on my Instagram. And sometimes when I buy things from those little links, it doesn't go well.
Yes, I've had that. Honestly, I could tell you I've had that same experience. I understand it when you go and it just turns out not to be what you thought, but we are the real deal, guys. We are
Yeah, I had to tell
the real
myself
deal.
not to be very leery of buying things. But so I listened to your video, and I hate those videos that go on, and I must be some school they go to where you keep them on the line for 45 minutes. But yours was pretty quick and clean, and I thought to myself, this is not for me. I'm way past the divorce thing. I've been 20 years divorced, and blah, 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 blah. But it kept popping up, and finally I thought, yeah, maybe not. But you know what? You really haven't dated anybody or had any relationships for those 20 years. If that's not a signal, I'm not sure what is. So yeah, so then you and I talked, and and it turned out to be great. And I feel like it's been kind of a jumping off point for a lot of good things in my life. And I mean, the biggest takeaway, I guess, for me was you attract the energy that you put out there. Now that sounds simple, I never stopped to think that. I thought
Because
being
why would we? Why would
being
we?
negative and judgmental and whatever was just part of my persona. And how wrong can you be? I was getting nowhere with that.
Because, and this is what I love, Naomi, about what you said is, I consider the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond sisterhood in the community, and I may be biased, but I really do think we're the smartest, intelligent women on the planet. We really are. The women who come to DGB, we have the skills to pay the bills, is what I say, right? We really do. We could survive. You put us in the field in the matter of wherever we're going to be, we will figure out a way because we've done it, right? We've done it. Now, what happens is like you said, we don't realize that the energy who we are is a direct representation of our outside, right? So our outside environment is a mirror of our inside environment. So in the 5% or the 10% of our brain that we're saying, like, I don't want to go through another, nightmare, and I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I'm ready for this. If we haven't touched the 95% of the subconscious, it doesn't matter what our brain says because our subconscious is harboring toxicity. Right? It's harboring toxicity. And if we don't clear out that toxicity, it doesn't matter what you do. You could do it. You could go to every class you want. You could go to 1,000 therapy sessions. You could listen to as many YouTubes as you want. You will keep getting information upon information upon information, which inherently isn't a bad thing. You and I both love to learn, but it was time for transformation. And I love how you came into the sisterhood, which is how so many of us come into the sisterhood, is there's a little bit of what I call that soul prompting that says, hey, you ready? And you're like, no, not yet. I don't, this is
I don't
not for
need
me.
that.
This is not for me. This is not. And then it comes up again. Hey, just a little bit of a reminder until finally we allow that soul nudge to lead us. Because we never will go wrong. This is what I will say to you, and I will say this to everybody who's listening to this. You will never go wrong being nudged by your soul. We can go wrong being nudged by our brain, trying to make the best decisions because we don't know. We will never go wrong being nudged by our soul.
Right. Yep. I agree. Yeah. And I mean, just there were just so many simple concepts that I had ignored for so many years, like how to love yourself. I thought, well, that's, you know, I never stopped to listen or figure out what that meant. I thought it was stupid. Oh,
I just got a download too, Naomi, as you're saying it, because again, like this is, it's so esoteric. And I understand the concept of like inherently when we say, like you said, how do I, you know, loving myself is one of the most important things you could do. And it sounds so simple until you take a moment to just sit without the busyness of the day, without the drive-through, going through Starbucks, all that kind of, if you just sit there for a minute and ask yourself, well, what does that mean? Yeah. You realize I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. Now and I do.
Now you do. And, yes. And what I will say is also the simple act of stopping and listening to yourself is an act of love.
Right.
Right. And that's, to me, loving ourselves doesn't mean one fell swoop. It means the simple things that we're doing on a daily basis. Like what we said, the tools work, doing our daily gratitude journal, looking at the miracles and synchronicities, just stopping to be quiet and to being present. That cultivates love, right? Because love isn't something, it's a verb, it's an action. It's something we're doing on a daily basis. So Naomi, when you came into DGB, what was, you know, you were divorced for a significant period of time, right? So again, life wasn't terrible. You had a good life. You're doing your thing. But what was really going on that you wanted to address?
Well, you know, I became an empty nester. You know, I think I think maybe a lot of us do this because we're high achieving women. We throw ourselves into our job, you know, and that's our excuse for not having a personal life. So I threw myself into my job and to being a single parent, you know, and then I retired a couple years ago during the pandemic. The pandemic was, as with a lot of people, kind of did me in. And, you know, my daughter, even though she kind of left home, she was still kind of local. But a couple years ago, she decided to go to grad school in Vermont. Mm-hmm. And I'm in Scottsdale.
Yeah, she came to my side of the world here. So I mean, East Coast.
There was just a lot of big life changes there. And I felt like, man, I am really kind of by myself here. I've really got to do something to cultivate, you know, more of a social life and more of a friend group and more of a whatever. And that really, I think, kind of lit a fire under, you know, and I guess all the curtains were pulled away. All the excuses were pulled away. Didn't have the stress or the demands of my job. Didn't have the stress or the demands of my daughter. And so now it was time for me. And it was time to do something.
And I'm going to go to the what we believe, which you and I believe and the rest of our sisterhood believes, which is it's divine timing, right? When you stumble across DGB and you stumble across us, it's normally and usually pretty much, I would say all the time. And you know, I don't like to say all, but it is in this particular case, the timing is right. It was just divine. Like you said, the busyness of the day, the schedule, what you had to do as a parent, all of that was taken care of. And now you're left to look at your life and yourself. And it was that opportunity to say, okay, it's time for me now.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Like I deserve this. And so tell me what you think about this. Cause I was having a conversation with someone this morning on this, and it's this concept of we don't need a storm to bring our life to the highest level. Meaning most of us who are listening to this have already been through a storm, right? We've been through a divorce. We've been through separation. And let's even call it what it is, a fucking tsunami. Forget about a storm, right? We're talking about tsunami level winds.
Right.
But now that part is either over or handled, right? Because even if you're going through it still, like, you know, you're handling it. You're going to the lawyers. You're doing what you need to do. Don't wait for a storm to take a hold of your life.
Right.
For your life, right? I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like,
you know, why wait for a storm to live life? Why wait for a storm or something to happen to bring your life into the cadence of the love and the desire and the connection that you want? Make a choice and decide that you're ready to do it and do it. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's right. Cause you know, you hear, especially if it's about wanting a relationship. Oh, it'll just happen. Oh, don't try. It'll happen when you don't expect Yeah. Well, yeah, might or might not. You know?
Well, and then let's also go to the other side, which we know to be true now. Sure, the relationship might happen. And sure, you know, the guidance of our friends and our family members, I think they're, I always go by intentions. Their intentions are beautiful. They want to see you happy, right? They really do. They want to see you happy. But what we know now to be true is if you don't work on the subconscious side of things, you could step back and sure, a relationship could come, but it's going to be your ex-husband in a different body, in a different form, same problems, right? Yeah. Like it's just.
Yeah, you have to be ready. Yeah.
You've got it before you even open yourself up to the concept of bringing in a relationship. The first thing you have to do is create the best relationship with yourself first. Yep. Yep. Right. Is clearing out those patterns, beliefs, and behaviors that aren't even ours. Right. Yeah. You know, I was talking to my coach this morning on this concept of limitations and how we limit ourselves or how we block ourselves from achieving what we want. And she asked me, I was talking about a limitation about achieving a goal. And she said, well, whose language is that? And I said, you know what? It's not even mine. It was my mother's language.
There you go. It's your mother's or your ex-husband or whoever's.
Or our ex-husband's.
Yes.
And so we live by these what I would say unspoken rules or limitations that aren't even ours.
I agree. Yep.
And take it from Naomi and myself, because we've been through it and we've been through the other side of living in peace. Do it now and do not wait. Because if you wait for all of your ducks to be in a row, you're losing years.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Yep. So what would you say the most profound changes in your life have been, Naomi, for you?
Let me see. One was doing Thanksgiving with my ex and his family last year. That always makes me emotional. I did it for my daughter because it was much closer for her to go there.
Yes.
It was a wonderful experience. Everybody was lovely.
And I want to just bring to the attention to all of us sisters who are listening here. You know, we allow ourselves to feel the grief, right? Like you, Naomi, and we allow ourselves to feel the emotion. The difference of a DGB sister and someone who's not a DGB sister is our ability to say we're not buying a ticket to the circus here. We're not buying a home, right? This emotion is here. We're passing through. It's fleeting. And then we move forward. We're no longer the victim to circumstance. We are the master of cause. And you were able to show your daughter and yourself just how strong you are.
And some level, I think they were surprised I accepted the invitation. Mm-hmm. She was very tenuous. You don't have to. You can think about it. And I said, no. I mean, I had been with them before for, you know, special occasions and things, but hadn't stayed at their house before for 2 or 3 days. But yeah, it was lovely. And I mean, we had a great time and, you know, we'll probably do it again at some point. Yeah. So I think that was great. Another thing that sticks with me a lot is your comments about friends we keep around.
Yes.
That don't serve us. And when you don't have a lot of friends, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, you know, you count your friends, you're like, I have like 3 maybe.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when we're down to one hand, we're like, oh my goodness.
Well, they're spread out. You know, when you've moved around a lot, they're spread out across the country. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyways, there have been friends I've kept around, and I remember people asking on the calls, oh, what do we do? You know, so-and-so said this and they did this. Mm-hmm. And I hear this in my head all the time. They will fall away. Just let them fall away.
They will.
And I've done that recently, and I just have felt no loss, you know? Yes. I mean, I didn't have to be mean. I didn't have to be anything. I just kind of let it live its natural whatever.
Isn't it amazing how it could do that? So what Naomi is referring to, and I'm going to share in the coaching that we do with Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, is we talk about something that's called our bus, right? Who's on our bus and who's off our bus. And before we really were in what I would say a response mode to the environment where we're emotionally responsive versus reactive. We would let anybody on our bus.
That's right.
Come on. There was no
like a Facebook thing where you're looking for a lot of friends.
Do you remember way back when, and this is when Facebook had friends. And I mean, this is like when it first, I don't even know when it first started, but it was this older woman who had post-its on the wall of her friends. And she's like, you're not not my friend anymore. And she's taking like, and she's putting the post-its up. You know, what happens is we think we're managing our bus and we're really not. We're just letting anybody on the bus. Now, the problem with letting anybody on the bus is we have no standards and we have no boundaries. So as we're developing our emotional regulation, as we're learning to navigate this new chapter of life, as we're building up our happiness and our energy is bright and light, all of these people who we're letting on the bus who aren't bright and light are just sucking us down, right? And so the moment you could be like, you know what? Today I had such a good day. I feel like happy. I feel good. That person's gonna be like, oh man, we'll wait till tomorrow. I've been through it, you know? And we find that this rubber band effect happens, right? Where this sling back, we feel great and then we feel not, and then we feel pressured because we don't want to be rude and people are plugging into our energy. So rather what we say at DGB is, I have a bus and there's a, you need a pass to get on this bus now. Right? You need a badge. There's a fare to get on this bus. Not everybody's going to be on this bus, and we don't have to go on the bus and go through everybody who we don't want on that bus and ask them to leave. As we raise our vibrational frequency, as we start living in really alignment with our mind, our body, and our soul, the people who are not that vibrational frequency, like you said, Naomi, perfectly, they will get off the bus. Yep. You won't have to say it. You won't have to have a weird conversation. They will just naturally, one day you'll look back and be like, holy shit, they're not there anymore. Like, oh my God. This is, and there may be a time where you have no one on the bus and you're looking back and going, oh, this is a little lonely, right? Like there's no one, but before you know it, you start having the people you want enter the bus. And now you're looking back and going, I never knew that I could have this level of a friendship. I never knew that I could have this level of a connection with someone who truly uplifts me, where I'm uplifting them, they're uplifting me, where we're sharing with each other.
Yeah.
It's a collaborative relationship.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have, right, one nickel friend than five fly by night pennies.
Yes, absolutely. That's true. Quality versus quantity. Yes.
We're done, right, Naomi? We're done with crumbs.
Yep.
We're done with low quality people. Now there is nothing, there's no judgment here. There's no, that's how they choose to live their life and they choose to focus on the things that are disruptive. Then that's okay. We're not going to judge them. We could do, but that's not us anymore.
Right.
We are choosing. We're not available for suffering anymore. We are choosing exceptional life only. And if you're willing and you want to come in that bus, come. And if you don't.
Right. Yeah. No more tickets to the circus, though.
No more tickets to the circus. So let's talk about the mindset, right? Starting when you started DGB to where your mindset is now. Let's talk about the level of peace, because I think this is important for so many women to hear. Is I don't know what you've been through. For those of you who are listening, I don't know, but I could pretty much attest to it was devastating. I'm pretty much attest to there's soul fractures that happened. And there may be this feeling of never knowing if you're really truly going to feel peaceful again. You may just be beginning. You may be 15 years in, 10 years out, like Naomi, 20 years, it doesn't matter. We could put the numbers aside, but this feeling of disruption. And what does it feel like to be in peace now, Naomi?
It feels great. And it feels great to not feel like you're missing out or you're doing something wrong, because it's going to happen. And I mean, I can just see it at times when I'm more grateful and more whatever. I just have a lot more of those synchronicities, you know?
Well, and let's put this word, because I'm going to put this here for everyone to see, because Naomi, you share this beautifully with what you just said, is we no longer live in a life of uncertainty. We live in certainty.
Yes.
We know that if we have a soul nudge for something, like you said, a relationship, a friendship, whatever it is, if we don't see it expressed in our external environment, it's an invitation for us to say, okay, what do I need to shift in my internal environment? Because it's not that I 100% could have it. It's there. I have a certainty that this is available for me, right? There's an absolute certainty. I'm not tied to when, I'm not tied to how, but there's a certainty here. And now it doesn't become, I have to go out and I've got to like learn all these different things. I've got to go to therapy for 10 years. I've got to do all these things. It's just a simple redirection of, okay, if it's not showing up in my external environment, what do I need to switch on my internal environment?
I think one of the kind of a big landmark event, again, a little emotional.
Yes.
My dad passed in April, but it was absolutely time. He was ready to go. God, he was almost 94. So
wow.
Lovely thing.
What a good life. I'm sorry,
yes,
though.
So he's from a very small town. He lived there. He was away for a few years and maybe when he was in the service, but then, he lived there forever. But, coming from this very mobile life that I have, I'm like, oh my goodness, are people even going to come to his funeral and his calling hours? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, because it was a small town, everybody came out. What I found myself doing, which is not me, because I even have trouble talking in the calls. You may or may not remember that. I love listening, but it takes a lot for me to like speak up. Mm-hmm. But everybody that did anything, and my sister's like, you are so good at that. I would thank them. The Legion would come in and folded a flag or something, and I made sure I shook everybody's hand.
Yes.
Thank all of them. And my one sister was, I don't know if I want to say acting out. She was struggling. Let's just say she was struggling. Yep. Yep. And people got in her way. And the poor funeral director, and I took it upon myself to, personally call him and say, you've done an amazing job. And I'm so sorry that you had to put up with that. And he must have thanked me like 3 or 4 times throughout the thing. Yep. Thank you so much for that call. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. Mm-hmm. And that was not me, but I'm sure that's a result of DGB.
It 100% is. Because you know what it shows to me, Naomi, is a level of self-worth, a level of confidence, and a level of clear-headed thinking.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, until we really get through the toxicity and the demons that are in our soul that we must deal with, no one else could deal with it except us. It's stealing from us. We're not present in the moment.
Right.
It's stealing our joy. It's stealing our peace. And if you hadn't cleared those out, you might not have been able to have the resiliency to handle that and speak to people. And you likely would have just avoided or just stayed quiet or just ignored. Or do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And your ability to stand up in and not taking on the blame, but just the ownership of the situation for your sister, right? And just saying, but being able to stand up with shoulders square, with your head up high, with a sense of grace, with a sense of peace, it's who you are now. That's the internal cellular change that you've experienced.
And the whole situation just left me feeling good.
Yes.
I was happy for my dad.
Yes.
I was really relieved. He was, he was ready to go. The last 6 months was kind of tough.
Yes.
And it was a good experience. I don't know if many people can say that, but everything kind of went off without a hitch. And all his lovely church friends showed up and yeah.
And Naomi, I think our parents and our loved ones, whether they're coherent, not coherent, like healthy, not healthy, I think they hang on for certain things and there's no coincidence that you are at peace and you have gained your stability and your peace and your activation to soul, your activation to source. And it's almost like his permission. He could go now, I could go now.
Yeah. But it was a really good experience. And I don't think I would have been able to navigate it the same way if I hadn't been through DGB for sure.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm not happy to hear your dad passed. I'm just happy to hear what you learned.
It's a right? good thing.
Because I go back to this. And if you're listening to Naomi and I'm not here to build more fear in you. We're not here to build a conspiracy theory. But Naomi and I are, we could see this now because the veil has been lifted. We have a level of awakening in us. We don't realize how much the divorce, even again, 20 years post, right?
Yes.
How much it's stealing from us every day. We don't realize it until we're out of it and we're like, oh my God.
Yep.
I didn't realize it. There's so much energy. There's so much avoidance. There's so much things that we're not being present in. And I think of course, being in a relationship is something we all want. And of course, being and getting, you know, and living in a level of happiness and joy is something we all want. But to me, the greatest gift is peace.
Yes, absolutely.
That you could go to bed every night knowing that there's nothing you can't achieve. Right, yeah. Naomi? I mean, if we really think about this, yeah, there's if you get a calling in your heart, there is nothing you cannot achieve.
Oh, this reminds me too, and I don't even know where this came from, but this was kind of a good idea. So there were three sisters left, and my oldest sister said, why don't we just write down a special story about him, and we can have his friend who delivered the eulogy kind of read them. And the one thing I thought of, Dad was kind of goofy. He was like, when you brought home dates in high school, he would go out of his way to embarrass you. Like he'd come out in his pajamas or whatever, you know, he'd ask the crazy question. But one of the things I put in my story about him was, the one thing he taught me was he was always himself. And he didn't care what people thought about him. It's not that he was mean or nasty, but if he was goofy or he didn't know something, he was not afraid. And my nephew, you know, and I just, you know, things were going fast. And my nephew later on said, you know, he goes, it really got me when they got to that part about not caring what other people thought. And most people do not have that skill. And I don't have that skill, and I have to work on that skill, you know.
In the past, you didn't have it, and you have it, and you're now building upon it.
Right.
Right. And Naomi, I'm so glad that you shared that, because there's, in a woman's journey in divorce, again, no matter where she is, just starting, middle, or post, there's this element of not doing something or being in fear of something.
Yes.
Because if we're going to, what other people will say or what other people will think, or right. What happens if I can't do this because I'll hurt my children, or what happens? And think about it. Oh my God, that's our whole life. Yeah. We're, you know, many women are making decisions and living life, not what's best for them, but what's best for other people. And hear me now, ladies, this is our time where we are roaring. This is your time where you get to say, in this chapter of my life, I get to do and choose what's best for me. And it doesn't mean that's going to hurt anybody else, because here is the true law of the universe that we weren't taught, but I'm teaching you this now, is when you claim your true right to do what's best for you, you are inherently doing what's best for everybody. Even though in the moment they may not be feeling that, the universe is not short on abundance and love. It will never run dry. And so by us standing up for our highest self and making decisions that support us doesn't mean we're hurting anybody else. It actually means we're helping other people, because we're also giving them permission to step up what's best for them. Yep. And gosh, Naomi, like this is such a powerful conversation, because we really get to say, I've done the best I can with what I've had in the past, right? I believe that we do the best we can with what we have. Like really, no one has the manual. We're all doing life for the first time. We look back at our past with a lot different data than we have now. Like we could look back and say, well, why didn't I do that? Or I should have done that. Well, you didn't have the data then that you have now. And so we have to give grace to the past, and we can learn from it, and we can make different choices so we don't make those same decisions again. But again, we did the best we can with what we have. And now that we know that the secret or the formula isn't about staying in therapy for years and talking about the past, the formula is deciding, this is the life I want. This is the life that I need in order to support my soul, in order to bring in the wealth of finances, of love, of relationships. This is the structure that I need, and begin to make decisions that serve you.
Yep.
So what is one thing you could say, Naomi, to the sisters who are listening today that, you know, let's say someone is just struggling. She's stuck. She's where you were, where, you know, she's been divorced for a while, and it's not like her life is terrible. She doesn't realize quite how, I would say, trapped she is in this emotional tsunami yet, right? But she's stuck, and she wants to be where you are. right? Being able to hold herself up high with a level of confidence, a level of worth, a level of peace. What is something that you could share with her?
You know, I think the gratitude and just having, just changing your, just really need to look at yourself. And I really, I mean, I kind of knew, but I didn't know. I was kind of hiding from it. Just, I think, you know, look in the mirror and yeah. Are you really putting out there what you want to put out there? You know?
Let's go back to what you said. I kind of knew, but I didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, you know, I was judgmental. I was picky. I mean, I worked in the clinical lab for many years where details are very important. So that kind of spread over, at least that's my excuse.
But again, out of the 7,000 or 8,000 women that follow Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, I could guarantee you that about 90% of them are like us, right? Oh, we've been forced to look at the details, which on the business side is wonderful. On the personal side, that's not going to help us.
Yeah. Oh my God, her hair looks crazy. Oh my God, did she need realize that those should, I mean, just stupid, ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
And I still have to work at it. I mean, there's still remnants every once in a while, but I have to really reframe. And you know, everybody's got whatever their thing is, but it's there. And I just encourage people to look hard and be honest with themselves. You know, so
going back to everything that you shared with us, Naomi, today is an example of what I say the greatest gift of life to be is you're no longer numb. Or avoiding.
Right, right. It's true.
You are experiencing and you are feeling.
Yep.
And sometimes the feelings suck.
Yes, sometimes they do.
Right? Okay. But in order for us to experience pure joy, we're going to experience sadness, right? Because everything is contrast.
Yep.
But living a life numb, living a life avoiding, living a life looking the other way that's not living. That's just exist. Your body's here, but your soul's not, right? Like we're just doing and we're going through the motions. When we're actually feeling the feels, all of them, and whatever we label them, good or bad, right or wrong, whatever it is, right? But when we're feeling all of the feels, and the key word here is that we're moving through them. Yeah. We're not staying stuck in them.
Mm.
All of it, the good and the bad, right? We're going through all of the feelings That's the glory of life. And what we'd like to see at DGB is we want to be experiencing 80% or 90% of the more of the positive emotions and the positive feelings on a daily basis, right? Yeah. And, you know, 10% of the negative. Right now, if you're listening to this, you may be at the 80 or 90% of negative and maybe only experiencing 5% of the positive. Well, welcome to the club, because that was all of us. And the gift and what we get to do is we get to turn that around. We get to right side up. Because you don't know what you don't know. You don't know that you're living in a level of numb.
That's true. That's so true.
Yep. You just don't know until you know, like you said, Naomi, until you're on the other side and you're feeling it and you're like, wow, I didn't know.
I can do better. Yeah.
Yes. So with that said, thank you so much, Naomi, for this conversation. Sure. I think, oh my gosh, like if whoever is listening to this, the purpose of the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond show isn't to sell you into the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program or to push you into something. It's to give you an opportunity to see what a conversation is like with awakened women who've been through what you've been through, who have been stuck, who have been where you are, and knowing that no matter what you've been through, even if you tried everything, that is not your ending. It is prompting you, if you stumbled across this broadcast, there is simply no coincidence. You are meant to hear this broadcast. And my direction and guidance to you is I wish you the peace and the activation of your soul. And here at DGB, we could certainly help you. If you are the right fit for DGB, you'll know. And if our message is resonating with you, and I'm going to go ahead right now and just put on the screen how you could book a call with me. So let me just get this up there. Put it there. So it's DonnaRudowitz.com/apply. You could book a call. We'll have a conversation. And if you're not feeling this is resonating with you, but maybe you're liking the message, use this as a seed to find the coaching container that does work for you. Right? Because this is work you simply cannot do alone. I've been doing this 15 years. Naomi went through it herself, right? Like we only know what we know. We only know what we know. And now we get to live life, right, Naomi? Like we get to enjoy life.
Yep.
We get to be participatory. We get to do trips together because it's part of the DG piece. We, even if this year you weren't able to go, but next year, I already told her, put it on your calendar. Third week in June, we're getting prepared. We're going to be traveling because we get to enjoy life.
Yes.
You know, I think if we were allowed to experience the devastation of divorce, don't waste the pain. You know, there's a message. And there's a message for your soul, even though it may have been so difficult in this lifetime, in this human body and everything you've experienced, don't waste the pain. There's a message the divine is giving you, right? To wake you up and to give you really everything that your heart desires, but you won't be able to achieve it if you don't fix the inside first. This is not an outside job. It's 100% an inside job, right?
Yes, absolutely.
100%. All right, ladies, that is it. I wish you all of the best and thank you, Tina. Hi, Tina. Tina's sending us hearts. Thank you so much. I wish everyone all of the best. And if you're ready to join us and you're ready to get to work, let's go book a call with me. Do not wait, because again, the only thing that happens when you sit on a fence waiting is you get splinters. So, right? Like that's it. That's the only thing you get. And here at DGB, we like to say that we are either a hell yes or a hell no, not a maybe so, because when you're in the middle of the road, you get run over. And if things aren't working for you, ask yourself, how long have I been in the middle of the road? How long have I been here? Because it's time for you to make a decision and choose you. So with that said, love you, Naomi.
Right, thank you.
I'm wishing you all of the best. And right. Congratulations on everything that you've achieved and where you were able to, because, you know, even in the passing of your dad, and again, I'm so sorry for that, is you're going to look back upon that memory with such dignity and wisdom and grace how you were able to show up for him, because he was there, even though his body, his spirit was there, and we'll never get that time back. It could have been a disaster if you weren't prepared for it emotionally. Right.
Yep.
It really could. And then that's something you would never have been able to repair, because you don't get a second chance at that.
Yeah.
You know, I always like to say, don't wait for an event to happen to prepare, because you're not going to be prepared. Prepare now. Prepare now for your future. Prepare now for the love of your life to come through, because you will cross paths with him. But if you're not at your highest vibrational frequency, you will never meet him, because you will never meet each other. You can be in the same room and never see each other or meet each other. So don't wait for it to prepare now. So when the time comes, you are ready. Right. You're not struggling and suffering, because you'll miss your opportunity. There is such things as missed opportunities in the universe. Doesn't mean that you can't get another opportunity, because I believe the universe will always give us new opportunities. But the only thing that we did is just insert years of time that we just wasted.
Yes.
Why? Why waste any more time? So with that said, sending you love. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye. Thanks.